Patrons are skipping subscriptions and arts managers are hustling. A dragging economy and competition from a range of cheap entertainment options are reconfiguring the culture business in New York City. Revenue from subscribers fell 18% in the 5 years ending in 2011, according to a survey of 113 nonprofit theater groups by the Theater Communications Group. Here to talk about the phenomenon is Philip Boroff, reporter for Bloomberg News. Welcome back to WNYC, Philip.
Thanks, Amy.
Subscriptions are down for most performing arts groups. Why is that happening? Is it because of the economic downturn in 2008?
Well, it's longer than that. It dates back many years, and it was particularly pronounced after September 11. Part of it is just people not wanting to commit way ahead.
So it was almost like a psychological issue.
Yeah, definitely. But there's also there's the economy, and that reverberates in so many different ways because subscribers are so important for performing arts organizations in that they become donors eventually. And it's much cheaper to market to a subscriber than it is to try to sell tickets to someone off the street.
Some companies are suffering more than others. The Roundabout Theater is one of them. Tell me why.
The Roundabout had a huge hit way back in 1998 with Cabaret, and at that point they had about 47,000 subscribers, and they have not had a hit, anything in that magnitude since then. And because it's the biggest subscription theater in New York City, they've fallen the furthest. Their subscribers have fallen about 40% since the peak, yeah. And also, we have to keep in mind these theater discounts, Playbill.com, BroadwayBox.com. You just go online. You don't even have to go to TKTS. Just go online. You get those discounts. And you don't have to commit a year ahead of time to a bunch of shows. You could just buy tickets that morning.
Some organizations are trying to sell memberships instead. Tell me how that's different than a subscription.
A membership is, say, at Lincoln Center Theater, you put down $50, and then you can choose what shows you want to see. And in fact, you don't have to see any shows. You could say, spend the $50 and not go back to Lincoln Center Theater for 3 years. Or you can go to every show, but you don't have to commit far in advance. You don't have to commit to shows that you might not want to see.
We also have a membership model. It's responsible for 30% of our revenues, although we do not sell anything. Is this a hot topic among theater people, this decline in subscriptions?
Yeah, it's a very sensitive topic. I was talking to Teresa Eyring, who's head of the Theater Communications Group, which is a big publisher of plays and also a organization where theaters get together and try to figure out how to solve their issues. We were talking about how museums, a lot of the big museums, have very thriving memberships.
In the theater community, people are a little bit tired of this conversation about subscription because it just keeps coming up. And it's for many theaters, it's the story that you just told about museums in New York. They're seeing huge increases.
Yeah, so why are museums seeing booming memberships like the Metropolitan Museum and theater subscriptions are struggling?
Part of it is that you can go to a museum anytime you like. You don't have to sit there. There's no advance planning whatsoever. And the memberships are absolutely fantastic. I mean, MoMA, you pay $85. You can go as often as you like. It's tax deductible. You get discounts. You get previews to the exhibits. You know, the Met is also a very popular membership. It's just very hard for theaters to offer that given how the businesses are different.
What theaters are seeing increases, and are they doing anything different that serve as a model for those that are having trouble?
It helps to have a big hit. So New York Theater Workshop, which of course years ago had Rent, they had Once, which is obviously doing very well on Broadway. And so that attracts subscribers. They have a very flexible membership where you can reserve just a few weeks before you go in to see the show. Signature Theater is doing well. Not surprisingly, that wouldn't be so surprising because their tickets are all of $25 thanks to $25 million from Bill Ackman, that hedge fund manager. So if your theater is hot, it certainly helps. But I was talking to Andy Hammingson at St. Anne's Warehouse, and we talked about where this is going, and let's hear what he has to say.
I don't think one can give a blanket statement about whether it's subscription or membership or some sort of flex pass or a way through social media, Twitter, come at the last minute. It's going to be different depending on what the mission and the audience is for every organization.
It is a big challenge for theater right now.
Philip Oroff is a reporter for Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.